this lesson today is a continuation of the lesson from yesterday. Yesterday I spoke on the subject of servants, being a servant or servanthood. For the main scriptures in this lesson, I'm using Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. There's two sentences in these scriptures, one great and terrible day. One of these two sentences will be for each of us, either heaven or hell. They'll ring in your ears for all eternity, either as a blessing or a curse. They'll lead us either to paradise, glory, and honor, or regret and everlasting despair. This lesson is about how we can get the blessing. What am I talking about? I'm talking about what we read in Matthew chapter 25, verses 31 through 46. It's one of the most important writings in the scripture. It's important because it tells us exactly what we can expect at the end of the time, which is this: Christ the King, full of majesty and glory, will either say to us, "Come, O blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world," or he will say, "Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire, prepared for the devil and his angels." Scriptures does not lie. Heaven and hell are real. And it is during this life that we decide where we will end up forever. According to the Word of God, this most important decision is based on how we treat others, particularly those in great need. To be exact, the Lord will say to the blessed of heaven, "I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me." Those blessed ones will then respond, "Lord, when did we see you hungry, thirsty, a stranger, naked, sick, and in prison?" And the King will say, "Truly, I say to you, as you did it to one of the least of my brethren, you did it to me." That's the sentence that you are going to want to hear. "You did it to me." You don't want to hear the other sentence, because that's the sentence that he speaks to the cursed of hell. To them, the Lord declared, "I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me no drink. I was a stranger, and you did not take me in. I was naked, and you did not clothe me. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me." And then those that the Lord said this to said, "Lord, when did we see you hungry, thirsty, a stranger, naked, or in prison, and did not minister to you?" And the King will answer, "Truly, as you did it not to one of the least of these, you did it not to me." The words you want to hear is, "You did it to me." Not those awful words, "You did it not to me." These are verses of scripture in the Bible that we definitely do not want to skip. We've all read the Last Judgment story many times, but how seriously do we take it? How well are we living it? Chances are, if you're listening to this lesson today, you know you can do better. You know we all need to put mercy into action. Yes, that's the big test of what this life is all about. That's what Christ, the King of Mercy, the King of Majesty, will be talking about on the last day. His words will confirm the blessed as the merciful and the cursed as the unmerciful. To get ready for that important day, the question to each of us is this: are we people of mercy or not? Or better yet, how do we become people of mercy? After all, when it comes down to living mercy, there's always room to improve, because everything hinges on mercy. Mercy is love when it encounters sufferings. It's when love meets the poor, the weak, and the broken, the marginalized. Mercy consists of two movements that takes place within us when we encounter someone or something suffer. The first is a movement of compassion. Many times we read in the scripture where the Lord was moved with compassion when he saw the multitudes. It's a feeling within our hearts when we see those around us suffer. The second movement is action. In other words, as we see someone suffering and feel compassion for them, we soon find ourselves reaching out to alleviate the suffering. Mercy is love that feels compassion for those who suffer and reaches out to help them. The works of mercy are charitable actions by which we come to the aid of our neighbor in his bodily and spiritual necessities, instructing, advising, consoling, comforting, or the spiritual works of mercy, as are forgiving and bearing one another's burdens. The corporal works of mercy consists in feeding the hungry, sheltering the homeless, clothing the naked, visiting the sick and in prison, burying the dead, and giving alms to the poor. These works of kindness is the greatest witness to the love of God, which pleases God. And those who serve in such manners as these will be honored by God the Father. I'm going to stop teaching right now, but Jason Crabtree is going to finish this lesson. Listen and be blessed.